There's a chance someone might be alive, so these rescuers must work carefully but quickly. Volunteers help clear the debris. About 40 people lived in these apartments in the centre of Şanlıurfa in southeastern Turkey. Belongings recovered from the rubble are neatly piled up in case there are survivors to reclaim them.
I just lived here in the next building. I woke my wife up when the earthquake hit. We went outside in front of this market. At 4:25, this building collapsed. I saw it with my own eyes. My wife fainted.
47 hours later, a four-year-old boy was pulled out alive. He'd fallen into a supermarket on the ground floor and said he survived on biscuits and water. The digging goes on until every now and then work stops and a call goes out. Does anyone hear my voice? They shout. No luck this time.
Pulling someone alive out of the rubble so long after the initial earthquake, you have to imagine that gives the rescue teams a renewed sense of hope. But as the hours drag by, those lucky breaks are going to be harder to come by.
But many people are asking why this building collapsed when those around it didn't. All were built after 2007, residents say. That's when new laws came in, making quake-proof structures mandatory.
It hit us from wall to wall. As we were leaving the building, it hit us again in the stairs. Thank God we are alive, but this building had already collapsed.
Residents say the supporting pillars of a ground floor supermarket have been removed to create more floor space. After an earthquake in October 2020, a judge accused a supermarket chain of doing this, but prosecutors say it was impossible to prove. Any evidence was lost in the debris. Bernard Smith, Al Jazeera, Şanlıurfa, southeastern Turkey.